Hey, welcome back. I beat you home for once. Oh no, I just got off work early. Well, I just had some time I needed to use, that's all, and the work was slow. You notice that I'm wearing a different dress? Well, you've always liked me in sundresses before. What is it you said? Oh, right. The way they hang and wrap around your figure makes me forget how to think. Are you having problems thinking? Then I guess it's working. You just can't keep your hands off me, can you? And yes, that delicious scent means I'm making dinner too. Maybe it's just my way of being grateful for all the times you've had to cook recently. I've had to work late a lot, and you haven't so much as complained about it once. To tell you the truth, I was starting to worry that you'd get upset. No, not jealous. I know you, trust me. I've been worried you might think that I'm not spending enough time with you, though. You've been doing a lot for me lately, and I haven't been doing anything for you. I don't want to take you for granted. So maybe how I dressed in this dinner is part of how I'm telling you how much I love you. Whatever. Just go get washed up, you goof. Oh my gosh, you're incorrigible. You don't have any courage at all. Go, go, go. Yeah, I made that pork roast that you love. Why? Just because. All right, I may have an ulterior motive for this evening, but I do really want this to be perfect for you. Don't you want to eat first? Before we talk? Okay, fine. I'm super nervous, but I mean, I just. No, nothing's wrong. I mean, I'm fine. And I'm not. All right, dinner can wait. Let's go sit in the living room, like you said. Yeah, all right. Maybe this isn't so bad, sitting on your lap on the sofa while we talk. We haven't done this in a while. I miss it. I just want to lay on your chest, but not yet. I need to look you in the eye for this. Do you remember that spontaneous trip we took to the coast 4 weeks ago? No, I'm pretty sure it was precisely 4 weeks ago. Anyway, it was really lovely, wasn't it? The dinner, the absurdly decadent chocolate dessert, the walk on the beach in the sunset. It's silly, but it was lovely when we read for a while on the porch, too. It was all so perfect. But there was one thing that didn't quite go to plan. We'd forgotten something. Wow, you've forgotten what we forgot? This dress must really be working. All right, I know I'm taking the long way around, but condoms. We forgot to bring condoms. And both of us were so, I don't know, in love that night. Like more than I've ever felt with anyone. We had sex, and it was fantastic. And then I forgot my glasses behind when we left. But what I'm saying is, my glasses aren't the only thing I missed. And the trip isn't the only thing that's unplanned. What I'm trying to tell you is that I'm carrying our child. Look, I know that this is a lot, and you didn't really sign up for this. Oh, mine. I mean, I'll understand if you have reservations or need time to. Seriously. You need to think about all the other stuff too. The late nights, the diaper changing, the commitment. We won't even be able to have as many moments together like this. So, I really do understand if you want to take some time to consider. Mm. Babe, wait. No. I have to ask because I need an answer. I want this. And I won't judge you whatever you answer, okay? But I need an answer besides passionate kissing. I want this baby. I want it so bad. But I want more. I want us to be a family together. Do you want that too? Do you want to be a daddy? Oh, I see that you still like it when I call you daddy. Well, that won't change, but that doesn't really answer my question. Oh, wow. No, I mean, yes, I'm happy. I guess I expected you to be less sure. I was ready for it, even okay with it. I mean, it's a surprise. And a big one. I thought you might need time to get used to it, but you know that I've had boyfriends before, and I guess I love them, but not like this. Never this much. I'm in love with you. And I think that makes the difference. That's why I was so afraid. Because we hadn't talked a lot about kids, and maybe you wouldn't want or be ready for one. It's a surprise, and I guess I didn't want to lose you. This baby is important, but the idea of raising a child is, well, it's terrifying. You're important to me, too. And if you're with me, I feel like I can face anything. Yes, your enthusiasm for our new family is very distracting. Ding. Ooh, I feel something growing there. Could it be that all this romantic talk has put you in the mood? That's good because I've heard that a lot of pregnant women get very horny. And you know, all of the changes aren't so bad, are they? I mean, I might put on some weight, but here, give me your hand. There you go. Let's just put it right on my belly. No firmer than that. You're tickling me. I'm pregnant, not made of glass. Just imagine it getting bigger, filling up with our child. Does that turn you on? Knowing how virile you are? Knowing that in some primal way, you've made me your mate? I know we're partners, but there's a certain appeal to being possessed by someone you love. And I love you more than anything. Yeah, now move your hand up. That's it. Yeah, I know you love my tits. They'll get bigger too, you know. The baby gets the milk, but you get to touch them whenever you want. Do you like that? And like I said, I'm going to get so fucking horny. I just know it. I'll probably get sick a lot in the mornings too, but I know I'm going to want you all the time. Will you be there for me? To take me over and over? I thought so. There might be times when I can't have sex or you just don't feel like it. Assuming that I'm not on bed rest or sick, I'll still take care of you. Do you know how? That's right. My hot, tight, wet mouth. I'm going to show you now so you remember it when things might get tough. Or if I get a little bitchy, because that could happen too. God, I thought I couldn't love this cock any more than I already did, but now I think about what it did to me, and it just makes me so fucking wet. Mm-mm. guess it's only right. That I appreciate it properly, don't you think? Fuck, you taste so good. Don't worry about it, babe. Just relax. Your dinner can wait until I've had mine. Hey, why did you stop me? Oh, I see. You want to make love to the woman you knocked up? All right, but we can make this a learning moment. I mean that we should do it doggy style because we'll probably have to do it that way soon enough. Maybe with a pillow under my belly for support? Don't worry about that. You can do me here. The rug is soft and I'm ready. I'm glad I wore a dress. Let me just slide these panties down. And there. God, I'm so wet for you. It's almost obscene. I guess I need you more than I thought. I need that virile cock that fucked a baby into me. I'm glad that you still love my dirty talk. Now please, stop making me wait. Oh, fuck yeah. All the way in. Oh. Yes, oh God, oh. I'm fine. It just feels different. Is that silly? It's not like anything's really changed yet. Yeah. Fuck me, babe. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. I've actually been thinking about this all day. All day since I took the test and found out what happened. Made of glass, you can still get into it a little. You don't have to be super gentle. Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh, right there. Fucking spot. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. The way you hold my hips while you're fucking me, the way you look at me. Yeah, like that. No other man ever has looked at me like that with that much heat or hunger. I've wanted kids since before I met you, but oh, I never wanted kids with anyone before you. I understand now. I know what I need, and it's you. Your child. I'm yours, babe. I'm all and only yours. Yes, harder. Yeah. Babe, yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I have enough energy to sleep after that. I was wrong, though, when I said that things hadn't changed. They have. They really have. When you agreed to be a family with me, I can feel something different. I feel it. We're gonna do right by this baby. And I'm gonna do right by you. I love you too. Now, let's go eat. This mama's hungry.